Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Day 3 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and instead of giving you a polished piece recorded by one of my friends or even by me, I am giving you a piece of writing that I did literally just before dinner this evening, or yesterday evening, because I'm recording this around midnight on August 2nd, but you're probably listening to it in the morning of August 3rd. In any case, I was working on a piece about a thunder god and a little girl. I needed a name for the thunder god. I went to Facebook. I asked my friends to suggest names. They gave me a million names. I picked one. Actually, I picked two. But one of them ended up not being a name for a thunder god at all. It ended up being a name for a mermaid. And so what I'm sharing with you is what I wrote based on the two names that I picked. I will remind you, it's unpolished, it's unfinished, it's a work in progress, and I don't even know what the larger work is going to be yet, but I kind of dig what I wrote, so I'm sharing it anyway. His arrival was always heralded by raindrops. He would open with a tease, a tickle, just a tiny hint of drizzle. If she didn't immediately rise to meet him, he'd turn up the waterworks, make them into a soaking rain over the place in the sea where sirens dwelt between gigs. Harmony would lift her face and arms into the cascade of bubbles, give a flick of her tail, and twist and turn in the newly oxygenated water. It was common knowledge that sea creatures got a little giddy during rainstorms, after all. Spiraling upward through the frothy water, she would break the surface just in time to catch phase 3 of his greeting to her. A single arc of lightning that sent electricity humming through every fiber of her being. And there he'd be, floating on a mattress of soft fog just above the peaks and troughs of her beloved waves. Her man. Her god. Oscar. Today, he was sporting hair and a beard that matched the slate and granite colors of the rocks that formed her favorite jetty, and eyes that were the same bruised purple as the sky before a storm. They didn't talk much when they were above. His voice was the sound of a sledgehammer, booming and forceful. It made the waves break far from shore and scattered fish in all directions. As to her voice, Harmony was a mermaid, a siren. Her voice was meant to lure sailors to their watery deaths. When she used it on Oscar, she was never sure if he was staying with her because he wanted to or because her voice was somehow compelling him. Then again, when they were nested together on his bed of fog, they didn't really need to speak to communicate, especially once they determined how thick the bed had to be before it was considered land by the elemental magic that allowed her to split her tail into legs. But when they were in her world, below the waves, then it was a different story. Her voice had no power over him when they were beneath the waves, and his? Have you ever been swimming and been surprised by a thunderstorm, or been diving and felt a motorboat go by? That's a taste of the way Harmony experienced Oscar's voice underwater, feeling it more than hearing it. It was tangible, a physical grumble that was best appreciated when one of them was draped over the other. Harmony had never planned to fall in love with a thunder god. The bird and fish who fell in love had it easy compared to Oscar and herself, but when they were together, when she was wrapped in his arms and he rumbled sweet words to her, or she felt his joyous laughter, she knew it was worth figuring out.
Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melisse, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.